Welcome into this week's Cornhusker Conversation. I'm Jessica Cootie, and for this week, sitting down with freshman wide receiver Ja'Cory Barney Jr., who has already racked up a lot of highlights this season as a true freshman. Well, we appreciate you sitting down with us and taking some time with us. I know Husker fans will enjoy getting to know you a little bit better. So, how would you evaluate so far how the freshman year is going?
I think it's going pretty good. I feel like I could do a little more, honestly. I feel like I can make a couple more plays. And just, I don't know, I just want to be a freshman All-American. So it's like, it's not enough for me, but I guess I'm doing all right.
Yeah. What has it been like for you being a part of this wide receiver room with so many guys that can contribute and Dylan can spread the ball around too?
I tell them every day I'm just blessed to be able to play with these guys like Jamal Banks, Isaiah Nair, this being like their one to be last years. I just thank them every day for coming. I can learn from them. I ask Jamal all the time, give me some wisdom. He just be giving me a word and I'd be like, bro, he just be coming up with the most craziest things, but it'd be like stuff that you could actually take in. And I just appreciate guys like Elliott Brown for everything he do for the program. You know, his impact that he got signaling, getting all us right. I just thank all them boys. Rome match my energy every day. Yeah, all them boys. Ferrari, Jalen Lloyd, that's my boy. All them guys in that room, though, I love playing with them, and I let them know that every day.
I think it's been fun to watch how much they celebrate you when you make some of those big plays. How special is that they want to celebrate that with you and they love to see you make those kinds of plays?
I don't know. We just call it PTF, Protect the Family. So we all just, we happy for each other when one of us make a play. It's just natural energy. It just comes from within. So it's something I really can't explain. It just happens. When we make plays, it just happens.
Seems like you and Dylan have a really cool relationship. How has that been from the start? Because you guys lived together, right, in the spring. How has that grown and developed from when he said he was going to come here to Nebraska to where you guys are today?
It's like a dream come true for me, just being able to play with a quarterback of that caliber. You know what I'm saying? Get to learn and grow with him every day and just have a brother like him in my life who I can hit up at any time and then get to play football and just – that kid's different, man. The things we see him do, he's insane. And I'm just blessed to be able to play with him. Best to say that's my brother. And, you know, we take it each week and just get better and better.
Take me back to the very first time you got on the field with him and were catching passes from him. What was that like? What was that experience?
It was smooth. We was throwing on the outdoor field. He was throwing me some passes. And I was just one hand and all of them just showing out. He was like, all right, one hand, this one right quick. He'll throw it like super hard. I'm like, all right, bro. And I was like, man, this kid got an arm. So I was just excited. We were just excited to finally link up and, you know, just see what each other about for real.
Take us through the process of developing that chemistry, besides just liking each other off the field, but having that connection on the field. What's that process like and how do you feel about where that connection is right now?
We every day we just say how our Wi-Fi is for the day. Like, we'll be like, that Wi-Fi was good today. We connect on a lot of passes. We'll be like, that Wi-Fi was good today. If it was kind of down, we'll be like, man, we got to get that Wi-Fi back going. So that's something we usually be saying. And, you know, we never want to have that Wi-Fi down. So we just continue to make plays together. He get it to me. I'm making somebody miss or something, making something exciting happen.
I love that, the Wi-Fi. Yes, that's great.
Yeah.
You committed back last summer in 2023. When you start going through the recruiting process and you start racking up all these offers and you have all this interest, what was it about Nebraska that you were like, this is it for me and I'm going to stay locked in?
I'll probably just say just looking at Coach Rule's resume, I just felt it in my heart, like this was the best place for me. And I just felt like they just wanted what's best for me, for real. And I just followed my heart, actually. And my parents were excited with it. I knew this is where I wanted to come. And everything has been good. Everything has been just what I expected it to be so far, so.
Did you expect to go so far away from Florida? Like, if when you were a freshman in high school, someone would have told you you were going to Nebraska, what would you have said?
Nah, I would have been like, I'd probably been like, nah, man, that ain't happening. But I can't believe I'm here right now. It's just every day, like, I just wake up and I just be like, man, it's like I'm living a dream right now. It's like I got almost everything I ever wanted in my life, and I'm just being able to be at a platform where I could just show all my talents to the world. And it's like, I'm just thankful for it every day.
Why did you believe in Coach Rhule when you said it in your heart? Why did you believe in him and the direction that he's taken this program?
You know, just looking back at what he did at Baylor and stuff like that, Temple and all those schools he's been at, just being able to connect with him on my visits and stuff and being around him and the fam, and just I just felt like he was just a different guy, and I just wanted to be able to play for him and be able to help him, you know, on his journey. I want to be one of those guys he talk about, like, to any other players he might coach. Like, with us, he always talks about Christian McCaffrey and how he was, like, how he was his biggest critic in practice and everything. So it's just, I want to be one of those guys that he tell his players one day, like, Ja'Cory Barton would do this, Ja'Cory Barton would do that. So it's like, that's something I really pride myself in, just getting better every day.
Oh, that's awesome. Where does that love come from? Because we hear that a lot about you. You play with so much joy and you even love to practice. So where does that deep love of this game come from?
I'll probably say from my brother. My big brother, watching him play when I was younger. That's who I really got it from. And my stepdad coached. He won high school titles and stuff. So I'd probably say just growing up watching them, my brother was a legend in the Little League. And then he just made me want to play football. And being that my stepdad was a coach, I played for him some years. And yeah, that's pretty much where I got it from.
What is it about just being out on a football field? Why do you love it so much, even the practice part of it? A lot of people just like the games, but not the practice. But it seems like you love every single second you get to be out on a football field.
Yeah, I love every single play, every single snap, every single down. I don't even know. It's just something inside of me. It's just something I want to do for the rest of my life. So if that's something I want to do, I just embrace it every single day, because I want to be somebody in this game to – you feel me? Look up to one day. I know I'm probably inspiring young kids around the world and young kids from back in my hood, back from where I grew up. So every day I'm just grateful for being here. And I just, you know, want to be somebody that these kids can look up to and just follow and just probably imitate one day.
What does it mean to you that, you know, your teammates and coaches recognize just the joy that you have on a football field? I mean, they just light up talking about you. I mean, it's gotta be special to you that they recognize that.
Yeah, like, it gets to a point, like, coaches be like, they be like, C2, we need that energy today. You gotta spark us up. Like, I'd be like, Coach, you know I got you. You know I'm on that every day. So it's like, I just bring that to the team, bring that to the sidelines, because we trying to change the narrative around here. We trying to get back to where we used to be. So it's like, It takes something, and if I could be that difference and if I could start something, I know that I'm going to be here for a couple of years, and me and Dylan and the rest of those guys, you know, if we're the guys that's going to change it, we should be the guys that start to take action. And, you know, if we do it, people going to see us do it, and the new freshmen come in, they'll start doing it, and the narrative will be changed. So that's pretty much what it's about.
You have a lot of confidence and belief in yourself. Where does that come from?
My mom, just watching her growing up, like, you know, just seeing everything she did for us. I don't know how she used to make it happen. And I don't know. I just say my mom. I don't even know. I just say my mom.
What were some of those things that she instilled at you in you in such a young age that we're seeing now out of Ja'Cory Barney?
Just you know, always having a smile on my face through everything, being confident in everything I do, and just embracing everything, taking everything in, taking a day at a time, and just trying to be a better person each and every day.
Why is that positive outlook so important for you in this position that you're in, that's always having a smile on your face?
Yeah, because, like, just always being, you know, you don't ever know whose day you can impact. So if I can impact somebody's day, I can inspire someone each day. It's something I just look forward to, because I used to be that kid in that position. It's just like, I'm in that position now, so I just want to be able to be able to do that, because if I was when I was a kid, I always wanted that. So I try to make that happen when I can.
So I got to go back to, you just gotten here on campus. You're a Florida guy, and you go viral for slipping on the snow. Take me back to that. And were you not prepared for the snow or what?
my boy Devon, funny for laughing at me when I fell, but I don't know. I don't even know what happened, man. It was that black ice, man. I was just focused on going to the movie that we were going to go see. And I guess somebody fell before me, so they already had the cameras rolling. I was like, man, I'm just walking all jolly. I'm like, I'm good. I just, boom, Chick-fil-A drop. It was crazy, man. And I had Husker fans in my DMs, like, they were in my inbox, like, can I pay for your next Chick-fil-A meal? I'm like, man, of course, man. You know? Like, and I'm like, I'm fine, though. They're like, are you okay, though? I'm like, man, this town is just so welcoming. And it's just the morale of people around here is just good. That's why I chose this school, because of things like that.
Oh, I love that. Would you have thought slipping on the ice would have brought over 4 million views?
Nah, nah. But when it happened, the media team told me, like, man, this video is like one of the first videos to blow up like this. And I'm like, it's just the start of something. That's just the start. It's going to be stuff way crazier than that they're going to see. So that's just the beginning.
We've had some warmer weather, but do you feel more prepared now to be able to handle that ice this year?
Yeah, I got some boots. My mom bought me some boots after that. So I should be ready for this for December when it gets cold, or whenever it gets cold again. I'm prepared. I'll be walking like a cat, tiptoeing around. I'm be good.
Oh, that's great. I love that. Well, you know, just to circle back, we've seen you involved in the offense in so many ways. Coach Satterfield and the staff have gotten creative in getting you involved. What's that process been like in the conversations with, hey, we're going to do this with you, or hey, let's do this with you, and just finding ways to get you the football? Can you take us through that and what that's been like for you?
It's been good for me. Everything they said they were going to do with me, everything they had done. So they just finding ways to get me the ball in every aspect. Like, I learn new positions every day, and I'm able to learn all the positions. So that they think that's very impressive, and they just feel like I'm somebody who deserves to be able to get the ball and be able to show what I can do. So I'm thankful for that.
What's that process and preparation like for you then? Has that been something you've had to learn to be able to really be prepared for those types of situations?
I'll probably say just coming here and coming early. I learned Coach Rule tell us this thing called our process, and working on our process. So I'll probably say just my process, studying every night, rewriting plays, drawing plays up so I can be prepared for the next day or whenever. Like, if my number get called, I'll be ready to go and ready to know my assignment, do my job, and do it at a high level. So that's one thing we really focus on, is execution at a high level. So that's one thing I really try to be good at. So yeah.
Besides being the playmaker, there's a lot of playmakers. What do you think has gone into the trust that you've been able to earn and gain from this coaching staff to be able to put you in those situations?
Just in practice, showing that I can do it every day. You know, once I show them in practice that I'll do it, that I can do it, then they feel confident going into the game. So every day in practice, I just try to be the best I can so that when we go into the games on Saturdays, they can know that I'm someone they can count on, like, if times get hard and, you know, yeah, so.
Thanks again to Ja'Cory Barney for sitting down with us for this week's Cornhusker Conversation presented by Woodhouse. Woodhouse has been a trusted partner in your everyday since 1975. Shop for your next vehicle with the home team at Woodhouse and the official auto dealer of Husker Athletics.